Hold my hand. Amen. Well, let's all stand. It's good. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Good to have y'all with us tonight. Those of you watching online, welcome to First Pentecost on Villa Rica. Just join in and just be part of the service with us tonight. We're going to go ahead as we normally do on Wednesday nights and take prayer requests. Anyone on my right side with a spoken prayer request this evening? Yes, Miss Lori. Absolutely. Okay. We most definitely will lift both of them up in prayer. Anyone else on the right side tonight? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. We'll give it to the Lord. Anyone else on my right side tonight with a spoken prayer request? All righty. Anyone on the left side tonight? Yes, Sister Linda. Absolutely. Miss Jenny, did I see your hand too? Absolutely. Lord knows, doesn't he? He could comfort us. Anyone else? Congregation, I don't want to miss anyone. Okay. Anyone up on the rostrum? Kevin? Absolutely. Anyone else? Unspoken? Absolutely. Your mom and dad. I also have an unspoken, and it's for the family. God knows the situations. Absolutely. Brother Eddie, would you lead us in opening prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. We thank you for this day that you've given us, this opportunity to gather together tonight. Father, we do remember those who are sick and hurting, many are afflicted. Father, we pray tonight, God, that you would reach out to each and every individual.
Yes, Lord.
Every hand that was raised tonight, God, every name that was mentioned. Father, I pray that you would send comfort and healing to those, Lord, who are in need tonight. Bless those in the hospitals, the nursing homes, those that are sick and shut in. Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit would lead us and guide us and direct us in service tonight. We'll be submissive and obedient to your word.
Oh, yes.
We'll, Father, we'll be in one mind and one accord. And we'll look to you, Lord, giving you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We're just, you may be seated if you can. The opportunity. Let's all just turn around and just give somebody a wave and let them know how much Jesus loves them and how much they're loved. And how much we love you, each and every one of you, and we appreciate you. Those watching online, I didn't mention it earlier, but hopefully if you've seen us before, know if you've got a prayer request, just put it in the comments section, and we'd be glad to pray with you. And I said sit, but it's up to y'all, but we're going to go ahead and do a song tonight. We're going to turn to page 52, Jesus, Hold My Hand. Y'all join in. If you can sing sitting or standing, either way you want to do it. Yes, Lord.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Amen.
Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour.
By thy power,
hear my hold my hand. Let me travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be holy, that and sing redemption song someday.
Take up our evening offering and then call on some special singers. I don't have any announcements up here towards the end of the month. Do we have anything pending? Nothing? All right. I just want to thank everybody, and I know it'll be mentioned again, but thank everybody that had that came and had anything to do with our Easter presentation Sunday. I just want to thank the Lord most of all as things come together, as it goes forward, and I just want to thank everybody. We had a good crowd. I know we had some visitors that really seemed to enjoy it and had an opportunity to hear the word of the Lord, and I want to thank all those involved, from the sound booth to everything, the digital side all the way through. But like I said, most of all, we just want to thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering?
Amen. I want to thank the Lord for a good week. I thank Him for letting us be here tonight, and I especially thank Him for touching Brandon. He's feeling much better, still having a little headache, but I thank Him for touching him, and I'm claiming his complete healing. The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. Nothing good have I done to deserve God's own Son. I'm not worthy of the scars in His hands. Yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. I want to sing that chorus one more time. I told y'all a while back, every time I try to sing, the devil attacks my voice. I can talk, I can sing to myself, but when I try to sing in church for the Lord, he tries to attack my voice, and I'm calling him out on it. He's a liar, yes. And I want to praise the Lord. I want to sing that chorus one more time. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where You brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord.
Sister Susan, for that song. I certainly know. I don't know if I can get through this tonight. He does have to remind us sometimes. I know he has to remind me. I don't know why it seems to be so easy to forget things that God has done for us or where he's brought us from. But whenever I forget those things, I'm not a very nice person. And I don't like that. I'll try to sing this song, Y'all Worship the Lord. Pray I'll get through it. It's called Holding to My Hand. As I'm walking through this valley,
praise your name, Jesus.
Yes. As I'm walking through this valley, it seems so hard to stand. I know that river's wide. Let's do it again. I'll get it right in a minute. As I'm walking through this valley, I feel so all alone. The river seems too wide for me to span. Dark clouds are all around me, and all my friends are gone. But I know that he is holding to my hand. Holding to my hand, I know he won't let go. He gave his life for me. That's why I love him so. He died on Calvary and brought salvation's plan. I can rest assured he's holding to my hand.
Get down and just feel like that you can't go another step. Not another step. Lord, I can't make another step. I don't want to make another step. It's been a hard few weeks. But I know he's still there.
Times when old Satan whispers there's no use to go on, I tell him what the Lord has brought me through. Many trials and temptations, he's helped me to stand. But I know that he is holding to my hand. Holding to my hand, I know he won't let go. He gave his life for me because he loves me so. He died on Calvary and brought salvation's plan. Oh, I can rest assured he's holding to my hand.
Yes, hallelujah.
Now every time old Satan whispers, there's no reason to go on, I tell him what my Lord has done for me. Many trials and temptations, he's helping me to stand. And I know that he'll keep holding to my hand. Holding to my hand, I know he won't let go. He gave his life for me because he loves me so. He died on Calvary and bought salvation's plan. I can rest assured he's holding to my hand.
Amen. Yes, he is.
He's good. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Are you thankful that the Lord knows your name tonight? Amen. Y'all worship with me.
Counts the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shores. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. And he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of my life. But I know in whom I believe, and he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. Cross, he knew that I would fail him, but he took the loss. He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the 'cause he knows my name. Every move that I make, every tear that I cry, he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name.
Asleep. The winds are so heavy, the water's so deep, but try to be patient, 'cause soon he'll bring peace. Just one word from his voice and it all must cease. Because you've prayed all night, 'cause you've held on with all your might, child of Christ, awoken the Master, and he knows your voice.
it's time to rejoice, child of Christ. Have awoken the Master.
It hit you without any warning. The storm of your life had begun. Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened and nowhere to run. By now your vessel is filling, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. You cried out for help from the Savior, and you know that you can't give up now, because you prayed all night, because you've held on with all of your might. Child of Christ, have awoken the Master, and He knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child of Christ, have awoken the Master.
Now you're up there worried that He's fast asleep. The winds are so deadly, the water's so deep. But try to be patient, 'cause soon He'll bring peace. Just one word from His voice and then all my seas. Because you prayed all night, 'cause you've held on with all of your might, child of Christ, have awoken the Master. And He knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child of Christ, have awoken the Master. Child of Christ, have awoken the Master. Child of Christ, have awoken the Master. Fire in winter cold, like pure.
Guide me in every avenue of my life. Not just when I'm worshiping Him, but every decision I make, everything that I do. Amen. I want the Lord to lead me and guide me. I thought number one would surely be me. Thought I could be what I wanted to. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Too high, the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, I learn to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. Thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Sing it with me, church. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That old mountain's too high, the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, I learned to stand. That the Lord is always there to hold our hand. Amen. Even in our most hours of destitute, the Lord is still there to take our hand gently and just lift it up. You know, I was thinking that seems to calm Mother down a little bit sometimes when she's a little agitated or restless. And if I can just take her hand and hold her hand and Just imagine that from just a loved one. But how much greater is it when the Lord reaches down and just takes our hand? And oh, he doesn't have to say a word. I don't really have to tell Mother anything when I take her hand. It just kind of calms her down. But if you're ever going through anything and just ask the Lord, Lord, here, take hold of my hand. And you know what? He's reaching for it anyway. He's not the one that pulls his hand away. Sometimes we're the one. But I'm so thankful that he is there to lift us up and hold our hand. Can't even walk without Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, if you love the Lord tonight, let him know it with a hand clap of praise. Brother Jim coming. Brother Jim's going to be helping us out tonight and bringing the message. Appreciate Brother Jim. He's such a wonderful man. I can count on him and depend on him anytime. So he's graciously, and I didn't give him a whole lot of notice, but he's graciously said that he would bring the word tonight. Brother Jim,
Amen. Obey
the Lord tonight. Let God
bless. Amen. Well, let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. We cannot praise him enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I know God and the Holy Ghost is already at work here tonight. Felt his presence as we came in. And I'm just going to get right into it. I don't want to delay or stop the flow of anything going on. But I'm going to ask you, if you would, in your Bibles, turn to John 14. Lord has been, it is, we're going to be reading the words of Jesus. The specialness of everything we're going to do. I would love to read the whole chapter, but we're just going to read the verses 18 through 20 right now. John 14, verses 18 through 20. Y'all have to forgive me. I brought the Big Word Bible tonight to help me a little bit. Ask God just to open up my eyes. When you get there, just say, praise the Lord. This is Jesus talking to the disciples, but he's also ministering to us. And it says, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Brother Eddie, would you take us to the Lord in prayer,
please? Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for your precious word. Thank you that you are our comfort, and you will never leave.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I ask humbly tonight, God, that you would anoint this man of God. God, anoint his lips, God, as a vessel, Lord. Speak through him tonight, God, that we may hear. Lord, and obey your word. God, I pray that it would sink deep into our hearts. Lord, we look to you, give you praise, honor, and glory.
Amen. Amen, amen. I'm swapping mics here this evening because I'm going to move around just a little bit. It helps me sometimes as I move, and that's the way I think a lot of times. Elaine will get me for pacing back and forth. But this scripture is powerful. And I want to lay a little groundwork as we go into John, but I want to talk about this just for a minute. And, you know, in John 14, I was reading back in 12 and 13, and we talk about Jesus. But if you read it in John, matter of fact, when I was ready to really turn my life over to the Lord, we asked a minister for guidance and studies. We were talking about Bible studies. And he suggested I go to John as the first book that I read. Now, I'd already read it when I was in youth and then, you know, when we were young, but starting it off and really talking about the life of Jesus. But in this case, where Jesus is talking to disciples and we've already had the Last Supper and he had already washed their feet and showed them the humbleness that he offered for each and every one of them. And there were so many things going on here. But as we go into it, I want you to think about the disciples for a minute. Now, we've had an opportunity to watch The Chosen, which is something that I enjoyed. But it's more of the life of the disciples and those that Jesus chose. But it opened up my eyes to something as I was reading this again tonight. Didn't even think about it till now. They were chosen by Jesus to follow them and their ministry and all they'd done. They'd left everything behind and they'd taken on to come to Jesus. And he was teaching them. He was ministering to them. He was teaching them in so many different things, not only through his words of encouragement and ministry to them, but also through his actions. They witnessed healings. They witnessed him feeding the thousands with fishes and loaves. They witnessed him all the different things that he had done, the miracles of touching the blind and the lame and the lepers and so many things they'd done, and it's broke down here. I just want to kind of squeeze all that in, but I want to lay this in a place here that y'all understand what I'm going with. Because in the title of the message tonight, and I'm still on the Easter thing, okay? I know that my Lord lives. And the title tonight is Because He Lives. And if you think about the disciples, as Jesus was telling them, and in certain places, and I don't have it all sitting right here in front of me. I had some other notes, but if I paraphrase, y'all forgive me. But when he talks about leaving, and he talks about leaving them, and even Simon Peter said, you know, I'll go with you. And in paraphrasing, he says, well, where I go, you can't go. And all the different opportunities, and you could see in their face, I really believe this, you could see in their face going, what do you mean? We've been with, you know, we've dedicated everything. You're our Lord, and we know who you are. But he's saying he's going to leave, but it was so magnificently put as Jesus was talking about this. And as he talked about this, now let's go back, and he says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. That's back in 13:35. If ye have love one for another. And Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whithereth goest thou? And Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And that understanding, and Jesus through his ministries, and he had already asked them to do things that I'm sure they questioned. What are we doing? You know, even to a thing, why are we here? Why are you talking to that Samaritan woman and all the different things that was said? And Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? It's a question. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. And can you imagine, as here I'm volunteering to, you know, I'll follow you anywhere, Lord. Just we'll go with you. We're not going to leave you. And all the thoughts and process, I guess where I'm getting with this real quick, and I want to get to it, is I can imagine the concern. I would even say for myself, if I'm in a direction, you can't do this anymore. Well, where are you going? And can you imagine everything? Even though Jesus has ministered to him well, and I know everything that's done, but as we go into 14, and that's why I said in our title, I want y'all to remember this, because he lives. Jesus is setting and is preparing them for everything that's fixing to happen. Because as we go a little bit further into the book, they go to the garden and they pray, and then Jesus is apprehended, and everything that follows from that time on to his crucifixion. But what does Jesus tell them in 14:1? It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I love that scripture. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you will be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whitherest thou goest, and how can we know thy way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. And as we're reading that, and imagine their preparation, Jesus knows where he's going. Jesus knows what's fixing to happen. Jesus knows that he is the sacrificial lamb. Jesus knows that God brought him on earth for a reason. Jesus knows all of this, but he's preparing his disciples. And I want to give this message to us tonight. No matter what we're going through, no matter what turmoil we're facing, he is still alive. We talk about the crucifixion. You see the cross. You see the everything about the tomb. And I want to say this. As Bible readers, you know what's happening. But to them, they did not. And all through this, Jesus is reassuring them. Down in 12, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whosoever shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then we go down to 16, and I love this one. And I pray to the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now, I want to talk about their understanding. And I think sometimes when we go through trials and turmoils, there are times that, yes, we know Jesus, so we may even call. But to really understand the preparation that he's done for us in our life. He's still alive. He is alive and well right now, interceding for you and I at the right hand of the throne of grace. And I know that. There's no doubt in my mind. He is preparing a place for us. And I love that scripture where I says it, because he's gone to prepare a place. And the one that hits me the most is, if it was not so, I would tell you. He's preparing them for something that I'm going to imagine, I don't even see how they could even face it. It says they scattered, and even Peter denied him, and all the things that happened. But I'm not shortchanging any of that, but I want to get into the depth of this tonight and let y'all know where my heart is and how God's touched me with this message. And where it says, let not your heart be troubled, I go to prepare a place for you, I will, and then I'll come again. Their life was and is wrapped around following Jesus. These are just some thoughts I wrote down. Their whole life was doing Jesus' bidding and following him. They slept with him. They ate with him. They went out and gathered in the goods that he needed. When he would send them to do something, they would go do it and come back. There are so many things that I guess you think about. It's like a family. We, you know, you do everything together. And as this goes on, and I want to say this, and that Jesus lets them know he is alive and will be alive in them, around them, whether they walk or whatever they do. Those are my words. But I don't really think yet they really understood. I really don't think. Because they said, well, sure, I'm coming. Yes, she said, where I go, I'm going to come back. Okay. But I want us to think about that right now. When we get to that intangible things that by faith we have to believe. It's not something we touch. It's not something we hear. And I know God ministers to each and every one of us differently. I'm not denying that. But what I'm saying is, in our walk, when there's struggles and trials, when things seem so deep, we need to fall back on Scripture. That Jesus Christ says he's sending us a comforter, and the Holy Ghost is that comforter. And I need him more today than I ever thought I did, because I need him to guide me. I need him to direct me. I need to tell, I'm going to say something just not to lighten the moment, but I quit 3 times today at work. And I needed him to tell me, get back in there and go to work. It was one of those days. Even Miss Elaine got 2 of those calls from me. And she's calming me down in her way. But I needed the Holy Ghost to say, Jim, straighten up. And thank God he did. But I want to talk about this in their walk. And this is where fear comes in. And this is where doubt comes in. Because the devil's going to distract you any which way he can. When we think about Jesus, or we think about, well, I know I'm saved. I know God's touched me. But when we go through something, we immediately, if I want to walk so close as you're talking about, Brother Eddie, in the prayer, that he's reaching his hand for us. We just need to grab hold. It's like our parents. You look back around and you don't see them. You're going to find them real quick. Most time they're not going to let you get that far away. But what I want to say this, and in this scripture and everything that we do, and the reason I read 18, 19, and 20, as he's told them that he was leaving and he's coming back, but in my heart, it was really 19, and he says, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. When he made that statement, even to us, but ye see me because I live. And that's the same Jesus I'm talking about. He's alive right now. He's alive right and well right now. And it says, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I am you. And I said that Philip even asked, show us the Father, and we'll understand. And he said, have you not been with me long enough? That understanding that we're blessed that, I guess, we read this scripture, and we know that it's a living word, and God will highlight things for us as we need it. But when we go through trials and we go through situations, I know in my heart, and this is something that I read part of it and added to it, and y'all have to excuse my grammar. But as we go through this, and Jesus knows our walk, just like he did the disciples, and he was preparing them for things to come, setting up their ministries, preparing them for everything to learn. But even for us, whether we're babes in Christ, or we've been Christians for a long time, there's always places to learn and always places to get closer to God. But I really believe that Jesus knows all we need and knows who we are. He knows all. Anybody deny that? All right? And he says there are no secrets to him, even in those darkest corners, right? But this is the part the Lord really opened up my heart. And it says, Christ knows all of our secret sorrows, our fears, what wounds are bleeding inside of us, and how close they lie to our heart and our struggles. He knows how close we are to being overwhelmed, giving in, or being taken over at any time. He has prepared this place for us that we can come to Him and receive Him as our Lord and Savior. But as we open up and we ask the Lord to cleanse us and forgive us for our sins, He's also filling us with His Spirit when we receive it. And let Him fill us with the Holy Ghost and guide us and direct us. But as everything that we do here, and I really want to think about that, and I love each and every one of you, and I know we've all needed prayer, and we've all prayed for others. And there are times that, and I'll say this, I get checked because what I'm worrying about doesn't seem even important when I talk to other people or see situations. And that's God working on me. But I also know He's got me in His hands too. There are things He's going to take care of. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the blood work says. I don't care what anybody says. My Jesus is alive. My Lord is alive, and He lives today. And that's where this all started, was Sunday. Actually, the preparation. Y'all, we've got wonderful talent here and people that are willing to pitch in. But there was one song that I had in my heart that I wanted done in the play. And it was Because He Lives. It's not a song I normally sing, brother. But it touched my heart. I was looking up songs, and I went to Miss Jennifer and Miss Penny, and they said, yeah, we got it. We'll get it. And then they had the other songs, and it all fit in so perfectly, and the choir and the singers and the musicians and everything did. But I want us to look at that song just for a minute. And I just want to say this because He knows who we are, right? I just said He knows all of our fears, our inner sorrows. I'm not talking about the cast we may have on our leg, or we may be using a crutch or a cane. We may be in a wheelchair, or maybe we're sitting in a trauma center somewhere, that things that you can see. But you know, there's things that go on that other people can't see. But our Lord knows. And He's prepared a way for us. Why do you think He said, I'm going to leave, but I'm coming back. But I'm going to send you a comforter. He knows we need a comforter right now. He needs someone to guide us and direct us and to lift us up. But what we have to do is open up our ears and our minds to be in tune to what God has for us. That's who we are, because He lives. And you know the chorus. It's beautiful. We're going to do it at the end. But I just want to start with this, and I've got other things, and we'll see how God leads us. But in that first verse, it says, God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. Well, that's a shouting sentence in itself, isn't it? He came to love, heal, and forgive. Can you imagine? That's His purpose, to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. That's just Jesus we're talking about. But He said He died, right? He said He lived and He died to buy my pardon. But what does the next line say? An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. That is a message in itself. If you just put that on your mirror somewhere every morning when you get up, just look in there and read that every morning, because that empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He died for my pardon. He paid a sin debt that I could not pay. Everything that I'm saying, that we've all heard it many, many different times. But I need to tell you, the Lord opened my heart up with this and in my prayer life and in the direction that I'm heading, and He just showed me. And then in the next verse it says, think about this one. And by the way, this was written, it's not as old as I thought it was. It was written in 1971 by the Gaithers. It said Gloria wrote it. I was thinking, wow, that's when I graduated from high school. Anyway, how sweet to hold a newborn baby. Isn't that sweet? Don't you love holding babies? You see them little babies. And feel the pride and joy it gives. He gives. But listen to this. But greater still, the calm assurance Think about this as a parent, a grandparent, or as anyone. This child can face uncertain days. That's because Jesus lives. This child can face what the world's going to bring towards him. Everything that we are. Jesus had to tell his disciples. They had to see what was going on. They saw the arrest. Everything that happened. They knew that he was betrayed. Even Jesus knew who was going to do it. Because he says, when I dip this and you sop with me, it's time for you to go. And that's when the devil got him. And he took charge. And Jesus said, now they went and prayed. But Jesus knew the whole time. But this child can face uncertain days because he lives. But also because he sacrificed himself for us. That he was that sin debt. That he paid for us. That pardon. And then the next one. That as we get, it doesn't matter if we're young or old anymore. When God calls us home, he's going to call us home. But listen to this assurance. And then one day, I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then, as death gives away to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I know he lives. That is my Jesus. That is God's prepared everything here for us. And as we read Scripture, allow yourself to let the Lord minister you and open up those things. I know there are things I read and I skip over. Or if I try to quote them, I'm going to misquote them. I got to go back and try to do things. But God knows my intentions. And he's trying to explain to them in everything he says, let not your heart be troubled. And it says it again down in 27. He's reassuring them, just like I believe his word is reassuring us today. Down in 27 it says, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Those things that are tormenting us on the inside, or it could be a physical pain, it could be something on the outside. We're going through something with our family. We all have, you know, when we actually ask and we mean it, whether it's spoken or unspoken prayer request, and we pray for each other, we know that we need it. We know that we need that prayer, and as we gather together, I just believe that by numbers and we lift it up to the Lord, it's like they have prayer days and we have situations, and I think it's been taken more and more away from situations that should be. But we need to know that he lives. Because he lives. And that's the message tonight. It's very short, very simple. There is scripture here that I've got highlighted. Even if we go back to number 26. Let's go to 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. That's what he's telling them. I'm still with you. And as we get closer then, he's also going to say, we won't be talking much after this. But he goes, as I'm present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And then he goes into peace, I live with you. The Holy Ghost has an opportunity, and I'll say this, you know, we talk about a child and that if they're brought up in the way and that they will not depart, there's going to be times in life. How many times have you all been in a situation where Scripture just pops in your head? Or something that you know God has handled. Those blessings, those healings, all these things that we've gone through. And then also at the same time, the Comforter does things, and I can be a witness for that. There's times I have to get popped on the back of the head or said, no, don't do that. Because I need the Comforter to guide me too. And remember, that's not what we're supposed to be. That's not who we're supposed to be as a child of God. But if we accept the Lord and understand that, and I know it's easy for those that, like we can get together as a group to say he lives. But what about those times when you're by yourself? What about knowing that we're victorious in the name of Jesus? And I know I've heard it more since I've been at this church, but when you hear, I'm a winner either way going into surgery. If he takes me on to victory or if he heals me. Those things that we face each and every day. If we call on the Lord first to guide us, protect us, and be with us. And I know I've got so many things. And then the next chapter, he goes into the vine, and I love that. Because when we're grafted in, we become his in everything that we are. But he also states that vine's got to be cleaned up too, right? That stuff that's non-productive, whether it be dead, broken. We've all worked in there. You know, when you bring your flowers out from the winter season, you've been storing them, trying to keep them alive. Bring them out. You pull off the dead leaves and all that type of stuff. But think about that in our walk. There are things that the Lord needs to cleanse us from and guide us through. There are things that we need to direct ourselves and know to prune and prepare so we can be more prosperous. Jesus was preparing the disciples, but I'll use this same text to prepare us. Because no matter where we are, it's faith. It says, I lived and died. He's telling you the truth. And he says, an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. That's my faith. The child can face uncertain days because he lives. That's faith. I see the lights of glory and I know he lives. That's faith. And then there's the chorus. Because he lives, I, you, me, can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Praise God. You know, he's the Lord's ministered me in many multiple ways. But to hear things in a visual for me is something that he's always done. But to feel his love in those times that it seems that I feel so unlovable. Or when I feel like, you know, Lord, I don't know where to go. And I feel like he just picks me up. I mentioned today, and I was not saying it jokingly. But I'm much better spirit. I finally had to walk away and realize I wasn't going home. And I had to call Jesus, help me. Lord, help me. Let me get through this one. And within, as quick as my Lord works, I'm the slow one to understand. But I know it was taken care of. Because he lives. I want y'all to remember that tonight. Because he lives. Don't let Easter in our celebration of the resurrection and the understanding the true sacrifice that Jesus did for us, that God given his only son, and him dying on the cross is our pardon. I don't want us to just think of it. I know y'all don't. And I'm calling you out as a Wednesday night service, but I know there are so many of us in times that we struggle. But don't ever let that be just an Easter story. Let it be an everyday story. Remind yourself, he lives. And he's here for you. And if there's any trials or situations going on right now, we've already had prayer this evening, but I want to tell you, the altar's open because my God is able. And he will touch any situation there. If anybody watching online, again, I mentioned if there's any prayer requests, please type it in the comments or any situations. If you have a praise report, put it on there. But let's continue our walk and put God first in everything that we do. And let him minister to us. And if it takes him steering us in a different direction, I remember, I don't know if it's legal now, but when the boys were doing things, Elaine would have one of them, and I'd get the other one, and sometimes I'd kind of grab them by the little head, say, we're going this way, or we're going that way, because their arms, they were trying to get away from me. And that's just the way I was. I wasn't mean to them. I still love them. But that's the way God, I want him to just take care of me. Let's all stand, if you will. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Or a prayer request or a situation, please, this altar's open. And we love each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Jim. Man. Because he lives, we too can live. And it's not just talking about living here. It's talking about living there. Amen. How many is glad that he's gone away and prepared us a place? Where he is, we may be also. My, it's good to know the Lord. Amen. I just thought so many people out there just seemingly unconcerned, but that should be our number one priority, is to know the Lord and to know him intimately. Would you bow your heads tonight? If you have a need, please, as Brother Jim said, this altar is always open, and we would not want you to go away tonight with a need that we know that we can pray together, and God will see to that need. Is there one tonight? All right, let us just pray, and this prayer will be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we do love you. We're so thankful that you are alive and well. Father, we're thankful for the word that we heard tonight, God, the man of God that brought it. Father, I pray, God, it will just sink deep into our hearts, that we'll be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, I do pray for those who may be viewing on live stream tonight, if they have a need tonight. Lord, whatever the case may be, we know, God, that you're the answer to all of life's problems. And Father, I pray, God, that you would protect us and lead us and guide us and direct us. God, help us always to have you in our hearts every day of our life. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you so very much. Have a good week and hope to see you Sunday.